Paragraph Chof. Kiyesh Shemach Masira Soynish Noifel Atzvus Hashom. Because as we said before, there are people who, as a result of Yira Soynish, they fall into depression. Ulefamim, and I just was talking to a close friend today who was talking about his financial crisis, surrounded on all sides, petrified, wishing death, saying he wishes he would die a lot of times. These things, instead of, and he says, can't open a Gemara, can't talk to Hashem, because feeling pulverized by the pain, by the terror, terrorized that every day the meter's running, ringing up expenses of about 1,000 to 2,000 shekel a day, running a family in Israel, not in the five towns, not in Savion, in Israel, and no income coming in for months already. So now what? How much time is it before the noose is going to tighten where I can't breathe, chas v'shalom? Now the noose is tight where I'm struggling to breathe. Another minute or two, chas v'shalom, it's going to be so tight, can't breathe. So who knows, maybe that'll be a release, maybe that'll be a favor, chas v'shalom. Rather than the fear, the terror every minute, chas v'shalom, of what's going to happen to me, my family, my kid, chas v'shalom. So now Rav Nosson Zal addresses this. And some people are driven by this to quit Hashem, to reject Hashem, to deny Hashem. Kimotsui ba'anoshim rabim, as we find by many people. The Holocaust. How many thousands of Jews, Rachman al-San, that remained alive after the Holocaust, barely alive, but left Hashem completely, could not continue a relationship with Hashem, could not continue believing in Hashem. Kishayoshvim al Sifrei Musar, and Rav Nosson Zal is talking about when a person is studying Sifrei Musar, Shemedabrim me oitzim ha'oinshim, that when they read these Sifrei Musar, which speak about the horrible punishments, heim boim latzvus Hashem, it drives them to depression. Venoiflim yoisach Hashem, and they fall further away from Hashem. Vze hoyo kavonas Haman. This was Haman's intention, lahapiles Yisrael chas v'shalom, to knock the Jews down, away from Hashem. Avol Mordechai hu bechinas seichel elyoin v'noira kolkach. However, Mordechai at tzaddik represents so high a level of seichel, sheyochoy lahachnis yiras oynish, that he has the ability to inject into the Jewish people yiras oynish, at sheyovoyu lidei simcha atzuma, to use that as an inspiration for the Jews to become very happy, through the incredible advice and guidance that the tzaddik gives the person while he's in trouble, while he's doing terrible, while he's so far away from Hashem, the tzaddik shows him how to handle it correctly. What to think, what not to think, what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. Sheyucha limtsoyas Hashem Yisborach, to show the person how he can find Hashem, how he can reconnect with Hashem, ad sheyia besimcha, to the point where the person will be able to be mamish happy, vize ikar takanosoy. And that's the correction, that's the tikkun for the person. The pasuk says, ki besimcha seitzeyun, that with simcha you will exit. Exit from what? Exit from anything you need to get out of. Any trouble, any pain, suffering, crisis. Simcha can take you out of it. Now listen to this. Watch every word Rav Nosson Zal says, he proves conclusively. Nobody's going to be able to debate this. V'alkein, and that's why, b'soif ha-toichacha, at the end of the toichacha in the Chumash, the toichacha is where Hashem says, if you don't listen to me, when you don't listen to me, guess what I'm going to do to you? Bang, bim, bang, bang, bang. Hashem lists terrible, terrible punishments and suffering. Shehi yiras ha'onish. That chapter in the Torah speaks about fear of punishment. Ksiv, it says at the end, you know why all of this is going to happen to you? Tachas ha'shelo yavadetos Hashem besimcha. Because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness. V'hovein Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, Realize what it says. Look at what it says there. Understand this very, very carefully, very well. Ki ze ho'ikar, because this is the most important thing. Shelo yipoil al yidei yiras ha'onesh, rak mi pachad, shelo yipoil al yidei yiras ha'onesh, that the person shouldn't fall further down as a result of the fear of the punishment, but rather, rak mi pachad ha'onesh, yischazek lekayim divrei hatzadikim amitim, but rather, out of fear of the punishment, that should give him the strength he needs to do the right thing, to listen, to fulfill what the tzaddikim tell him to do. Shemazhirim es hagrua shebegruim. The tzaddikim tell the worst, worst Jew, liyos besimcha, that your mitzvah now is not to cry, your mitzvah is to dance. Can you do it? Can you do it when you know that you just committed the worst sin in the world? You just did the worst, mamash, where the Torah writes that for this sin there's no tshuva. Can you dance? Dance about what? Bahanakudois toivoi shemoitze biatzme adayim. You're right, we're not denying you did a worse sin. But who gave you permission to forget the good things that you've done? You mean to say you didn't do anything good in your life? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? You're blind? You have amnesia? Why don't you focus on that? Right now, it's forbidden for you to think about the sin, forbidden to think about the darkness. You must focus only on the good things, positive things. That's going to solve the darkness. That's going to solve your financial crisis. That's going to solve everything. If you can pull yourself together and force yourself to be besimcha with Hashem and to use that to inspire you to do the right thing, that'll solve all the problems. Kemavur al pasuk azamra, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 282 on the Kutimran on the pasuk azamra. Veze bechinas toikef hasimcha shel Purim, and this is the incredible happiness of Purim. Shenimshach mi seichel elyon venoira, which comes from that very high level of seichel shemizgale bePurim, which is revealed on Purim. Shemisham bo yira niflo, that's where that high level of yira comes from. Shaydeze bo simcha gedoyla, which leads to tremendous simcha. Because again, it doesn't take a big genius to get depressed and commit suicide, or get depressed and become an atheist. That doesn't take a big genius. The genius is to be able to turn it around. For a person to be able to be so far, and we've seen people. I know one of the very wealthy Syrian businessmen who told me that when he started out in business, he did one business, he failed, lost money. The second business lost more money. Third business lost more money, where he didn't have a token to get on the train. And then he started another business, and this took off. And today he's one of the leading philanthropists in that community. There are buildings in Yerushalayim that have his name on them. How did he do it? He didn't lose it. He was able to even fake being happy when the chips were down. The famous story that Rabbeinu Zal told about the clay digger who was digging, he found the diamond, went on the boat, remember? And then the busboy cleans off the tablecloth and throws a diamond into the... And now what? Now what? Now you have nothing. Not you have nothing, you have minus. You owe the captain for a first-class cabin on the boat. You owe, you're minus 10 grand. Now what are you going to do? And this person had the privilege of having the advice of the tzaddik, and he knew that now it's time to pull out the cards. It's time for poker, boys. We're going to play poker. To put on that poker face. To make believe as if I'm winning. To make believe, mamish, as if I have all the cards in my perfect winning. I got the diamond and everything. And Rabbeinu Zal told the whole with the wheat that the captain had him sign, co-sign on the wheat deal, and then the captain got a heart attack when they got there, and this guy got millions of dollars of wheat that was worth more than the diamond. And Rabbeinu Zal finishes the story by saying the diamond was not his. It wasn't destined to be his. Proof is, how do I know it wasn't his? Because he didn't get it. He didn't end up with it. The wheat was his. It had his name on it, all over. And how did he get to it? By being able to hold on when the chips were down. When it looked as if, mamish, it's terrible, he was able to play poker. He was able to find what to be happy about, how to keep a smile on. That to look only for the good. I'm healthy. I have two hands, two eyes, and I'm dancing. And that's how he got to his Hatzlacha. Ki b'chol hayomim kedoshim nimshach yira gedoyla kifi kedushas hayoyim. Because on all of the Jewish holidays, we receive a flow of this high-level yira based on the holiness of that day. Ki Shabbos shekodosh mikol hayomim, Shabbos, which is the holiest day, the only one where the penalty is skila for desecrating it, oz meira hayira moi. Then there's super yira flowing. Bebechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, the word bereshis makes up the two words yore, Shabbos. That Shabbos is yira. All the things that you're not allowed to do, and you can't do this, not allowed to do that, skila, kores, all the different punishments. Hainu, she'oz hayira imdas. On Shabbos, you're right, there's yira, but it comes together with something else. It comes attached to das. Ki bimei achoil, because during the weekdays, lefamim hayira imksilus. At times, the person experiences yira with foolishness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, halo yir oscha ksila secha. Your fear is your foolishness. It's your folly. As Kimavur Balikute Tanina Simen Yud Zayin, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 17 in the second half of Likute Moran. That's Shabbos versus the weekdays. V'chein kol ha'yomim toivim heim yimei yira. Kimavur B'Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. And so too, all of the Jewish holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, are all days of Yira, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 135. Because they're all days when we're celebrating miracles, right? The miracle of the splitting of the Red Sea. What did those miracles do? They imposed fear. Whoa, look at Hashem, look what Hashem can do. Whoa. Hainu ki b'Shabbos v'yontif, oz meirin moichin gedoy lemoid. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Shabbos and Yontiv, there's a very high level of seichel that shines in all the Jewish people. Vazai hayira imdas godol. And therefore the yira comes with this very high level of das and seichel. Shezehu ikar hashleimus kanal. That is perfection. Perfection is when the yira is with das. And this is why Shabbos and Yontif are days of celebration, joy and happiness. Because when the year is combined with das, it leads to major simcha. We rejoice with our trembling. The trembling, the fear, leads to simcha. V'chein lehefech, al yidei hasimcha, Nimshach hacherus shel Shabbos v'yontif. And now it reverses itself. Once the person's happy on Shabbos and Yontif, they become free. The happiness releases them from all the pressures, all the shaydezeh, hadas, the person's zoche to the freedom of Shabbos and Yontif, shaydezeh, hadas, b'shleimus. When the person is free, they can reach the highest levels of das. Shaydezeh, oyle hayira. And that's what allows the yira to go up. Kimavur b'simen yud zayin hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds over there in chapter 17 in Likut Imran Tanina. Ube Purim, so that's Shabbos and Yontif. Where does this put Purim? Listen to this. Ube Purim oz nimshach das godel v'nifla kol kach. On Purim, we receive such an incredible, awesome level of das, Shemeir lemato, which shines all the way down, bebechinas malchus, into the malchus. Umispashet oyer hagodol vanoyer azeh, and this great, awesome light spreads itself, bechinas chochmo ilo, this highest level of chochmo, ad tachlis hoasiyah. It reaches down to the bottom of the bottom of the oylam hoasiyah. This is the terminology that the Arizal uses in describing Purim. Kimuvur biksovim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. And through the fact that this light is coming from Chochma Ilo to Malchus, which is Yira, Vaydezeh, Hayira, Shibchinas Malchus, Meira Bedas, Elyon, Veniflamoid. When the Yira is combined with Chochma and Das, it shines incredibly brightly. Shehi Bechinas Hayira Shel Moshiach. This is that yira that Moshiach is going to teach the world. Bechinas v'horeichoi b'yiras Hashem. He will have that smell, that aroma of yiras Hashem. Shezeo bechinas Mordechai. That's the concept of Mordechai. Bechinas b'somim roish, mordroer kanal, as we said. The targum of those words, mordroer, is morei dachya. Shayira me'iro u'meiricha bereach nifla v'noyer moed. The yira shines and it smells. It has this incredible, delicious, sweet smell. At shemagia reach toiv shelayira ilo moed kanal. To the point where this sweet smell of this upper yira reaches even those people who are the furthest away from Hashem. Rechoike moed moed lahachyoisam. To rejuvenate them. Ulashivon Hashem isbarach. And to get them to return to Hashem. Because we have a rule. Ki kol ma she'achoyla godol b'yoyser. Because the more sick a person is, tzorech roifei godol urefuos yikorem b'yoyser. They need a greater doctor and more expensive medication. So when a Jew is very, very far down, we have to bring him light from the highest, highest place, from chochma yiloh, from yira yiloh. K'moy achshav, like today, b'soif hagolos, when we are at the end of this final exile, she'ein lanu shum chiyus v'tikva, whereby we have no life and no hope, kiyim al yidei hayira ilo mitzadikim gavoyim nizkav moed moed. Only our only hope, our only salvation, is through this yira ilo, which the great tzadikim bring down to us. Shemoishitin l'chol ha'rechoikim he'oro v'reach toiv miyira ilo d'ilo, whereby they extend to those people who are very far that yira, that sweet smell that comes from the yira ilo. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, l'reach shmonecho toivim, shemen turak shemecho, alkein alomo yisahivucha. Shehein bichinas ha'rechoikim oid. That pasuk is referring to those Jews who are the furthest away from Hashem. Bechinas geirim u'balei tshuva, k'mo shepirush Rashi sham, as Rashi Kodesh points out over there, refers to converts and balei tshuva. Bo Yisroi v'nizgayer. Rashi Kodesh on that pasuk says Yisroi came along as a result of that sweet smell of the shemen toiv. As a result of that, alomois, those who are very far from you, ahivucha, came to love you. A Yisroi came and converted. Rochav came and converted. Ayin Sham, look over there in Rashi at all the examples Rashi gives over there in Shir Hashirim. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says. Samchuni ba'ashishois, rapduni batapuchim, ki choylas ahavo oni. Upirish Rashi points out, rapdu refidosi svivoisai batapuchim. Wrap me around, wrap my bandages and everything. I'm so sick, I'm in such a... Wrap me with apples around me. L'reach toiv, that it should give a sweet smell, a deodorizer. K'derech ha'cholim, like people who are very, very sick, and they have a bad odor coming from them sometimes, and they put perfumes around them in order to dispel the bad odor, the deodorant. Why? Ki chola ani la'ahavosoi, because I am sick with love for Hashem. Sheba'oitzem chalishusenu begolos hamar hazeh, despite how weak we're feeling in this bitter, bitter long exile, ikar chiyusenu al yidei hareach toiv. How do we refresh ourselves? How do we restore ourselves? With a good smell. Shubachinas he'oras hayira ilo anal. That light of that upper level yira, shenimshach mitzadikim gevoyim oid, which we receive through the highest level tzadikim. Shezeo b'chinas Mordechai. An example of it is Mordechai at Tzadik.